Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The first baseman, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Barrow. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Joe Lutz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garber. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrow scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Rosen moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrow fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball four. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Del Singh reaches second base with a double. Young moves to third. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Young scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Joe Lutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minoso fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Minoso goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards second. Young picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Young. Rosen scores. Dobie moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrow scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dobie moves to third. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Delsing hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Barrow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrow takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Joe Lutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutz is 0 for 1 in the game. Lutz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Avila moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila scores. Minoso moves to third. One out. It's Indians, 3, Browns, 3. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrow scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minoso scoops it up and throws to first, with wind covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boone fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive towards short. Barrow reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Minoso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Barrow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lutz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler strikes out. One out. Joe Lutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutz is 0 for 2 in the game. Lutz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 2 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino juggles the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Kennedy moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Wynn hits a line drive into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berardino bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Young moves to second. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Delsing hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Young scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Browns. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Barrow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 4 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.